I'm Andrea Chalfin with 91.5 KRCC News. Days of warm temperatures, high winds, and low humidity across southern Colorado region have seen red flag warnings and a number of fires. In Elbert County yesterday, a fire south of Kiowa destroyed four homes and five outbuildings. Another fire led to evacuations at Fort Carson. All orders in both fires have been lifted. A red flag warning is in effect today for much of southern Colorado from 10 until 6. The federal Clean Power Plan is currently on hold, and not one of the attorneys general from the Mountain West states has signed on to a brief by a coalition of states supporting it. The Obama-era rule aimed to cut greenhouse gases by reducing emissions from power plants. But as 91.5 KRCC's Ali Budner reports, some utilities are moving forward with clean power anyway.
Spencer Hall says the realities of producing power in the Mountain West are dictated more by customer demand than the political fray. Hall is with Rocky Mountain Power, which serves Idaho, Wyoming, and Utah.
The world has changed, and people, you know, want to live in a clean environment. They want their power to be produced in a, you know, sustainable way. And so we're working on that, and that won't change regardless of how the federal and state regulations go.
The Trump administration wants to repeal the Clean Power Plan. The EPA held a public hearing on the repeal in California. Another one is planned for Wyoming at the end of this month. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Ali Budner.
And this is 91.5 KRCC News.